I would like to invite your radio listeners to the For Dia de los Reyes. We have started this event 4 years ago, and this is our fourth year that we presented the event. The purpose of the event is to bring hope and good wishes for the beginning of the year and bring cultures that are different together. In this case, I think our aim is to bring hope, not only for the community due to the events that we just have recently this weekend, but also to everybody around the world, because we've been having a hard time during these COVID times. I hope that your radio listeners can see that in our website of the event. The way that it works is we had this year a dual format. We had an on-site event and online event. The on-site event was on January 2nd. The online event also started on January 2nd. The online event has pre-recorded material that is being given to us to use, to allow to use during the festival only. So I highly recommend that everybody goes into this website that we have created for the event and think, close your eyes, that you open in the curtains of a theater and then being able to enjoy the different variety of work that is there. We have this year music, dance, writing, film, virtual museum visits, painting, and workshops. And all of those, again, are here for you thanks to the creativity and the generosity of the artist. Highlights from our local highlights, we have musicians that everybody knows in town, such as Dr. Cooperstock, the Boulder Symphony, we have them represented as well. We have Elena Claver, that your radio listeners know who she is. We have Suzanne Bergman, we have Joe Lukasik, we have Dania and Ayul Rivlin, we have a beautiful group from students from Fairview Hurricane Hill. We have the voice that we can hear at our airport in Denver, Hazel Miller, total luminary that is for us is beyond having her here in the event. We have work from Mexico, Los Tiempos Pasados, El Conservatorio de Música. We have quartets, we have work from Japan, that is the connection between Japan and Tokyo and New York. We have dance. We have dance from the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Ensemble. We have dance from Mexico, in this case, Valentina Judea, Maria Jose Gaitan. We have a group of Los Concheros, which is incredible. And I believe that one children will enjoy quite a bit. We have a collaboration from John Scott from Ireland. The original work was done for a commission for a festival, and they have been able to allow us to use it for our festival. In this case, I recommend highly that you open this the screen of your computers to watch the performance for the dance. I personally feel extremely lucky that we were able to contact Macarena Ramirez, and she kindly said yes to participate in our event. Macarena is from Spain. She's considered nowadays one of the most remarkable flamenco dancers. Every single artist has put their heart in choosing the best work they could send for us for this festival. We also have writing work. In this case, it's a beautiful contribution from Ireland, from Good Day Cork, which what they did is it's a poem that talks about nature, is done in many, many languages. We have a storyteller that I believe kids will enjoy quite a bit. From Spain, we have a person who is narrating the Dia de los Reyes. We have the same from Colombia. We had a Swedish writer who's talking about the holidays in Sweden, the winter holidays, who also was able to join us on the event. We have film coming from Mexico City. We have as well, we have virtual visits to museums. In this case, we are really honored and grateful that the Division of Museums of Guanajuato was able to collaborate with us. And we're grateful to the government of Guanajuato in Mexico, because they allow us to share with you some material. In this case, the highlight is the visit to the house of Diego Rivera. I'm sure your listeners know who that is. It's an incredible joy for us to be able to see there. You go to Mexico through the website and see this museum. We also have paintings right on site at the museum from one of our contributors to this event, from Henry Ramos. You can see the paintings at the lobby of the museum, and you can also see them here on the website. When you navigate on the top of the page, you can click and see the different activities that you can access to. And we have workshops. We have workshops where you can learn about how to make cakes, how to make chocolate, which is crucial for the celebration of Día de los Reyes, how to see a rosca come from scratch. We also have a meditation in part of the workshops. And we have a really interesting contribution from a Boulder group where they is a program to dance for people who has Parkinson's or mobility issues.
I have been speaking with Carla Rosete Núñez. She is the chair of the fourth Día de los Reyes, the Day of the Kings that we celebrate all around the world. And in this moment that we need hope, we are celebrating here at the Museum of Boulder. People need to go today to that website because it's going to come down. Can you please give us again the website so that people can join the celebration?
Yes. Please visit the Museum of Boulder main website. The easiest way to get there would be to put Museum of Boulder in your search engine. And then once you're inside, look for the events. It will pop up on your screen. You will see the name of the event for Día de los Reyes. This is a festival. And just like any other festival, like Rosanna said, we will close the curtain at midnight on the 6th of January. So please come, click on the event, leave us your wishes, put your comments, and make sure to share the link. I think a minute here and a minute there looking at the art will bring us a smile in these times. Thank you so much, Rosanna.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobert.